Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Jason Taché. He's a winner of the Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award for his project that connects and uses technology to improve communication between the Department of Juvenile Service Caseworks and youth. Let's talk about your project, which I think is a blinding flash of the obvious in some ways. I'm amazed that people aren't doing it already. How did you come up with it? You really do come up with some simple, obvious, great ideas.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I'm calling this one DJ SMS, and the idea is we're going to create a web-based texting platform for caseworkers to be able to send a basic text message to one of their kids' cell phones. At the moment, DJS caseworkers do not have cell phones on account of budget cuts during the recession. And about a year ago, I was sitting in a juvenile detention alternative initiative meeting, and one of the caseworkers in an offhanded comment mentioned they didn't have cell phones, and that was a palm to the face moment for me.
It's amazing when you look at parole violations or violations that juveniles in the juvenile justice system have. I mean, I think a third of all the parole violations that send men back to jail are because of scheduling and technical violations. I'm sure that a significant percentage of the problems that kids have in juvenile justice is the same thing.
That's exactly right. Only 22% of kids going into detention are there because of a crime they just committed. The majority of them are there for technical violations of supervision, of alternatives to detention that release them to the community. And these are things like missing meetings or missing court dates. And 14-year-olds don't keep personal calendars, so we should make it easier to send automated reminders in a medium that kids actually talk in, and that's text messaging. No one's leaving voicemail anymore.
It's astounding to think that, you know, you could simply pay for all of the cell phones and all of the technology by eliminating the 88% of the time that kids are locked up for, you know, technical violations and things that are really have nothing to do with much of anything.
That's exactly right. And this affects detention, which is pretrial, as much as it affects commitment, which is after the finding of guilt. A new report came out this year from the Annie E. Casey Foundation saying that 1 in 3 kids in commitment in the state of Maryland are there because of a parole violation. That's a third of them. And even more shocking, you're twice as likely to go to an out-of-home commitment in the state of Maryland for a technical violation than you are for a crime of violence.
Why is that?
It's just the way that we've set up the system. I think people are beginning to wake up that the criminal justice system in America is overly punitive, and it doesn't really make much sense why we've gotten to where we are today. But luckily, there are state agencies here in Maryland and around the country that are opening up their eyes to see that there are simple solutions to these otherwise well-entrenched problems.
That's great. Jason, thank you for joining me. You're a very cool guy that always has great ideas.
Thank you very much.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.